Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I am a business and sales coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business coaching, consulting, and solutions company dedicated to creating freedom and whole life success through entrepreneurship. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business leaders like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success so that you can really thrive in every area of life. I'm excited to be back. Took a week off, and it's been a couple times where I've taken a couple weeks off to refresh, to retool, really to make sure that we're bringing fresh ideas and concepts not only to this podcast but to our business and our clients that we are working with as well. It is a struggle, and we understand that there is something that we all, as entrepreneurs, as business leaders, face. And today I really want to dive into the concept that success seems to have a gatekeeper. I don't know if you've noticed or felt, but it seems like success or the achievement of our dreams and our goals, even if we've found success in one area or had success in the past, and are now striving towards something different and better, or maybe we're taking our concept, the life that we've always lived, and flipping it on its head and really going for something different. But it seems to me, and I've had this conversation with quite a few people, it seems to me like success has a gatekeeper, and that you have to prove how bad you want it over and over and over again before it finally lets you in. I'm sure we've all seen the memes on or cartoons on social media of somebody tunneling a miner tunneling to reach the gold or the jewels, and they continue to go and go and go and go and go and go, obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And many times, as we'll discuss, many people finally end up just quitting, and oftentimes it's right before they reach it. Well, like mining for gold or mining for jewels, the pursuit of our business success is going to be wrought with obstacles and challenges and frustrations and doubts. So today's episode is all about understanding the entrance, if you will, to success. The proof that success demands of your commitment and perseverance before it reveals itself. It's funny, as I'm saying this and as I was writing out this episode, thinking about success almost as if it's a person that is toying with us and saying, you know, are you sure you want this? Are you willing to fight? How much are you going to dig in and push through? Well, if you think about it, that's one of the great separators of those who have achieved and those who haven't, those who quit on their dreams, those who are living their average lives, wishing that they had more, but doing nothing about it. And so I know many of us have felt, and again, because I've had so many conversations about this, have felt that you're on the verge of something great. Maybe you're creating your company and it just feels like, yeah, this is gonna be amazing. This is gonna be excellent. But as you're doing the things, maybe you've got this great product or this great service, and it just seems like, why isn't everybody beating down my door to buy this product or service or use what I'm offering? And so you know that you're on the verge. But then at one point you get to where you're questioning, is it really worth it? Like, how much more do I have to give before I can finally break through and go, okay, this is success. This is what I wanted, and I'm loving what I've realized. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. Again, I've had this conversation with multiple people in all kinds of industries, all kinds of walks of life, And at one point, I think every entrepreneur, every business leader has doubts where they go, am I doing this the right way? Am I pursuing the right thing? How much more effort is it going to take for me to finally push through? So by the end of this episode, I'm hoping that you'll understand that resistance is often a sign that you're actually closer than you think, and how pushing through can lead to incredible breakthroughs, not just in the thing that you are creating, the business you're creating, the life that you're creating, but in who you become while you're creating. And I love the thought of we are having to unbecome what we are now and become something better in order to achieve that next level. I've said this before, who we are today is what's brought us to today. Our success, our failures, our position in life, our financial position, our fitness and health position, our business success, that's all a result of who we are today. Now, as I look at the goals that I have before me, as I wrote them this morning, like I do, I understand that who I am today will not achieve those goals. I know that in order to hit the fitness and health goals that I have, what I have done to this point will not take me to that next level. I know that where I'm at in my spiritual journey, the things that I do to walk that path in order to get to where I really want to go with it, I have to change some things about me. And the same thing with our business. As we look to where our business is today versus where we want, we understand that we are going to have to pivot. We're going to have to make some adjustments and some changes in order to achieve that, which means we're going to have to stop doing some things we're doing and do more of some of the other things and tweak and mold. And that's always going to happen. That's the joy of success and the frustration of success is I think it's just never actually achieved. Because for those of us that are odd enough to want to put all the onus on ourselves to create our future and not rely on a paycheck from somebody else, those of us who want to create something different and bigger and better, we're just those people. I know for me, if I'm, let's say I can get our business to a $2 million valuation, I'm going to want three, or I'm going to want five. That's just the way that I am wired and the way I go. If I'm helping a coaching client to get to a certain level, I'm going to be trying to push them to what's the next level, what's the next level. And many of the people I work with are wired that same. So I want you to understand that we're going to become somebody different as a result of these breakthroughs and pushing through the gatekeeper of success. So I want to start with the concept of success having an interest. I use the word gatekeeper because I think it's very relevant. It's that thing that we are trying to get through. So I want to discuss that success is not a straight path. It's not I have a concept, I'm a successful business. I want to lose 30 pounds. I'm just going to go to the gym, eat healthier, and it's there. Great example of this. I'm going back after my health and fitness. Took me about 6 days in, and I got the beginning of a sinus infection that derailed me a little bit. It wasn't a straight path. So I had to make the decision to take a little bit of time down, let off the gas a little bit, let my body recover, and then get back after it. So success isn't a straight path. It's more like a guarded gate. So I want you to think of it as a checkpoint that challenges your resolve, that says, are you sure that you're up to this? Are you sure that you really want it this bad? So every major achievement requires proving your dedication. The harder it gets, the more often it means that you're approaching a breakthrough. And again, these are going to be segments as you're building. You don't open the doors to your company and say, okay, we're open for business, and everybody pours in and buys all your products, and you immediately innovate and you bring in all the staff and it's good. Now, if you have had that one in a million success that just opened your business and it was no turning back, good for you. That's awesome. But for the most part, it's going to require different layers of this. You're going to have to go through different gates to that next success. So I want you to imagine, again, going back to this gate, this guarded gate, I want you to imagine a door that won't open until it senses your unwavering determination. And I can tell you from personal experience, I have felt this. Like, I am doing everything right. Our product is amazing. Our service is amazing. People need what we offer. But I just can't, I just can't push through. And I know that so much of that is because I have done, and if you haven't listened to the episode on the first sale, please go back and listen to that. I have done a great job on the first sale. I know that my product and my service is the best. I know that clients that are working with anybody else are doing that to their own detriment. I know that what we provide has more heart and care behind it than others. Some people may do it faster than us. Some people may do it cheaper than us. Some people may have a similar product, but the total package, it's unbeatable. So that door is not going to release until it knows that I have unwavering commitment and determination in my business. It's not meant to keep me out. It's not meant to stop me from getting through it. It's there to ask me how bad, how much do I really want this? And again, as frustrating as it is, that also means that your competition is facing that same door, that same guarded gate. They are also being challenged. And that's why a lot of business owners quit. Yes, one of the main reason as cited through studies is undercapitalization, but I can point to a lot of people that have started businesses and have gotten to the brink of collapse, but just kept pushing through and created their business with shoestring budgets, created their business through sheer willpower and determination. Even though everything kept saying, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, they kept pushing through. And most of them have extremely successful businesses. Google Andy Frisella and stay away from his political stuff. Mainly just because depending on what side you're on, you may not approve of it, but look at his business and how he had started. He actually started doing a vitamin shop and slept on the floor of the back office of his vitamin shop to push through. Barely was making ends meet, actually was on the other side of making ends meet. And now fast forward all these years, and he owns one of the most successful supplement companies and has created a great life for himself. Now, he had to continue to go back to that guarded gate and continue to push through and not give up, even though financially he should have stopped. For his sanity, he probably should have stopped, but he kept pushing through. Most people give up when they're 90% of the way there. Most people can look at what's going on, know they have a great product, know they have a great service, and then when things get tough, they end up quitting. And most of the time, it's right at the breakthrough. It's right at the next level. It's right at that guarded gate being opened to them. Now, we do know that there's another guarded gate to get to, but once you challenge yourself, hold firm on your beliefs and push through that first gate, the next gate will continue to be a little bit easier because now you built that resolve. People often interpret challenges as a sign to stop. But in reality, resistance usually increases as success draws closer. It tends to get harder and more challenging. Let's think about this in a real world, non-business sense. Think of the final stretch of a marathon. Now, I have never done a marathon, but I can use this real world one because it'll probably make more sense to people even if you haven't run a marathon. But you can put it into, like, for me, I loved CrossFit in the past. You can think of it as the final WOD of which stands for workout of the day of a class. When as you're coming to the end, as you're coming to the finish line, typically that's when you're the most exhausted. Your exhaustion, your energy, your sometimes pain is at its peak. But the finish line is right there. So you could quit. You could walk the rest of the marathon. You could slow roll the workout, or you could push through. When resistance is at its highest, you can push through. Well, that's the same thing when it comes to our businesses. When resistance is at its highest, typically that's an indicator that you should push through. I can relate this to sales. And again, I'll discuss that we are all salespeople in our own ways. Some of us may call ourselves, real estate people. Some of us may call ourselves, a coach. Some of us may call ourselves a parent. We're all selling something. We have to close on that. The most resistance typically comes right as a client is getting ready to say yes, because now it's not the I'm exploring whether I really need this. I'm exploring now whether, okay, I do need it, but now I need to figure out what the right thing is. Okay, I'm kind of taking my time, considering all my options. But when it comes time to actually saying yes, let's go, signing on the dotted line, making the purchase, whatever, that's usually when the most resistance comes in from a client to a salesperson, because now it's a yes or no. It's a full-on commitment. And oftentimes, it's going to be no. Most of the time, that no is a concern out of fear of, gosh, what if I make the wrong decision? Gosh, this is a lot of money. Gosh, was there another option out there that I didn't see yet? And I see that all the time. Well, that's that same gatekeeper that you need to push through. So we can relate that on the physical realm. We can relate that on the sales side of it. The difference between those who succeed truly and those who don't is purely persistence in the face of discomfort. I'm thinking of a couple of business owners that I know that are at that point right now that are going, this is really uncomfortable. Maybe finances are tight. Maybe they're getting ready to launch a new product. Maybe they're getting ready to launch a business for the first time. And it becomes very, very uncomfortable. They are facing that discomfort head on, and they have two options right now. You persist and you show that door, that gatekeeper, that it needs to open for you and you're going to keep pushing through. Or you can quit and you can go back to whatever you used to do, whatever you did before. And maybe comfort is what you're looking for. But most of us that are pushing through to build a real life of success are having to push through discomfort. I have done it time and time again. I will do it time and time again because it's never going to end. Like I said, most of us, once we achieve that level of success that we say we're looking towards, well, now we become somebody different, somebody more resolved, and so that next level of success is out there. Let's look at three very famous success stories of people who had to push through. Thomas Edison, probably one of the most well-known, because this quote that has been used over and over and over again has given us a good insight into what it takes. When he was creating the light bulb, he said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. 10,000 ways that didn't work before he was able to do it. So his commitment to the invention of the light bulb is one of the most referenced stories about resilience. Most people would have stopped long before, and probably me too, long before attempt number 10,000. Imagine if he would have stopped at attempt number 500. You know what? After 500 attempts, I would say he gave valiant effort and he did a great job. Nope. After 1,000, after 5,000, at one point he had to start thinking, okay, this is never going to work. At one point, he probably was ridiculed by his friends and family for, why are you continuing on this path? Clearly, this is not going to work. Imagine if he would have given up. Persistence, his persistence, gave the world electricity. Failure is not the end. It's simply feedback. He took the opportunity to learn from each and every way. Okay, this didn't work. I love that about successful entrepreneurs. You can scrap their business. You can take it away. And what they will do is they will start their next business, not from the beginning. They will start it from a place of experience. They will know the things that worked and the things that don't work. The things that they were going to do again and the things that they're not going to do again. Because they've been there, they've done that, and they understand. J.K. Rowling is another one. Again, let's remove the politics out of it. I know that's become a hot thing as well. Before Harry Potter, which, by the way, I've never read the book, never seen the movie, but before it became a global phenomenon, and it is, no matter what you think about it, J.K. Rowling was a single mother living on welfare. Her manuscript was rejected by 12 publishers, and each rejection could have been the end. I am about a month and a half away from completing my next book. And wanting to actually have it more widely published, which means it's going to have to go to a publisher. Guess what? If I'm rejected one or two times, I think I could keep pushing through. Four or five times, I may start to doubt. Six or seven times, I'm probably getting to the point where I'm going to go, okay, this was just wasted time and energy. 12 publishers rejected her manuscript, but Rowling believed in her story. She persisted. She pushed through. And today she's one of the best-selling authors of all time. So her self-belief is what outlasts the external rejection. Colonel Sanders. A lot of people know this story if you're in the entrepreneurial space. Harlan Sanders is actually his name. He was the founder of KFC. And he faced rejection 1,009 times. 1,009 times before his chicken recipe was finally accepted. He didn't even start pursuing his dream until he was 60 years old. So imagine being a 60-year-old and being told 200 times, 300 times, 500 times, 600 times, 700 times, 800 times. No, this is not going to be anything. You're too old. Why are we going to back this? This dream is unrealistic. He pushed through, he persisted, and whether you like it or not, KFC is a household name. Everybody knows what it is, even if you've not eaten it, but it is there because he didn't take no. He didn't quit when he was facing the gatekeeper of success, and he kept pushing through. So let's talk about why people quit before actually hitting that success. Number one, and it's the biggest one, and I honestly think it's one of the biggest reasons that a lot of life is not experienced to the extent that it could. Forget the high-level success that many of us are chasing, but a lot of life is missed out on because of fear. And the fear of failure is one of those things that often will cause people to quit before their success. Many people quit because their fear of embarrassment or judgment or ridicule as they're trying to persist and push through. I have been the recipient of lots of judgment and ridicule by trying to strive harder. And you know what? I shut down some of my pursuits because it made other people happy, comfortable. I regret that. The thought of trying and failing is so painful to some people that they just will stop. Again, let's take it back to Thomas Edison. Sorry, the famous guy. Let's take it back to Thomas Edison. Imagine 10,000 times. Again, how many people in his sphere went, "You're mad. This is not going to happen." He had to create electricity that wasn't even a concept at that point. We're creating businesses, and we have a plethora of people that have done businesses before us, and a world that understands that entrepreneurs and small businesses are what makes the world go round, at least in America. And so we have people to understand it. But if you are doing something different, bold, big, you are going to face, you're going to face fears. And so a lot of people, once they face that fear, or if they face repeated fear or repeated embarrassment or rejection or judgment, finally end up thrown in the towel. We talked about this already, but misinterpretation of struggle. Difficulty, challenges is often seen as a sign that something's not meant to be or that something's not going to work. Now listen, that doesn't mean that there's not going to be tweaks or modifications. I have a feeling that Colonel Sanders likely adjusted the recipe for his chicken a few times in those 1,009 attempts at getting his recipe purchased and move forward on. So challenges and struggle and difficulty can be indicators of, hey, you haven't quite figured it out. We have created online courses that are wonderful and I'm proud of them. But some of them we first wanted to present as an in-person. Well, we have learned that a lot of people aren't wanting to do in-person. We have embraced the age of technology. Thank you, COVID, very much, that we now would rather sit in front of a screen in the comfort of our own home and learn than go to a conference or where somebody's presenting a class in person. And so that struggle of spending months creating a program to only have one or two people sign up and realize that most people wanted to just be online, well, that was a challenge and that was a struggle. Well, we saw that as an opportunity instead of going, okay, well, that was a stupid course. Let's not do that. People don't want it. No, people weren't rejecting the thing. They were rejecting the delivery of it. And so we are going to have times that we're going to face struggle. But quitters, the people who quit before success, take that struggle, that pushback, and say, you know what, obviously the world doesn't want what I have to offer. The market's rejecting it, whatever. That's not necessarily the case. And we'll talk about later how to work through that. But that's where a coach is going to come in. That's where somebody's going to come by your side and say, no, this is a great idea. This is a great concept. Let's look at what we're really getting feedback-wise and evaluate it. And that's where a third party can actually look in and help you with that. In reality, struggle is part of the growth process. Look at, I have a bookcase full of books written by people who have achieved greatly. Every single one of them, without exception, faced struggle, faced uncertainty, faced having to push through. And that's before they finally push through enough to get that success. And then the last reason why a lot of people quit is a lack of support. When you're facing these struggles and these uncertainty and you're having the doubt creep in your mind, without a solid support system, it's easy to just feel isolated and defeated and say, forget it. Now, we've discussed this before. You got to be choosy of your support system. There are a lot of people that I could tell my goals, good, solid, wonderful people that I love and appreciate in my life, but I could tell them my goals and dreams and they would go, oh, okay. Or they would laugh at me or they would say, do you really want to work that hard? Or why can't you just enjoy life as it is? Those aren't the people I share my goals and dreams with. I love them. I have great friendships with them. But I have a core group of people, and we're talking like four people in my life that I can go to and say, dude, I've got this idea. I've got this goal. I've got this vision. Or, hey, what do you think about this? And I get, let's go, man. Yes, this is what I love it. Hey, what do you think about doing this or this or this? One of them I'm working on right now with a good buddy of mine, support system, very successful in his business. We're actually collaborating on one of these goals that I share with him. He's like, hey, what if we do this and run with it? And now we're doing this together. It's going to help his business. It's going to help my business. And we're going to push through that success together. So you need a solid support system. And without one, that's why so many people quit. And then lastly, emotional exhaustion. Constant setbacks without visible progress can lead to burnout, frustration, anger, sadness, stress. You have to, again, this is where bringing somebody alongside with you, maybe taking a breath, taking a break, thinking through what you need to do. But that's another reason why a lot of people quit. So I want you to reframe the struggle. I want you to reframe it when it comes, and it will come. If you haven't faced it yet, hold on. It's coming, I promise you, or you're not pushing hard enough. And if that's the case, call me. Let's reframe your goals for you and get you pushing. So when those do come, when the pushback, the struggle, the gatekeeper that says, I'm not opening this gate to success yet, you haven't proven it yet, I want you to reframe those struggles. I want you to understand that challenges are not stop signs. They're simply a test of your resilience. When it feels like nothing is working, that's often when the greatest lessons are learned. Now you got to keep your cool. You got to keep your wits. You got to have your core people around you, your support system. You got to talk it through and figure out what's going on. But that's where the lessons are learned. That's where we get to become that new person, that next level version of us that's going to push us through to that next level of success, that next level version of us that can face the gatekeeper and say, open the freaking gate. It's time for me to go. And it will open. I also want you to reframe that struggle that every rejection is going to teach you something about your product, your service, or your approach. You may have created the greatest product solution for so many people's problems. But if it's not packaged right, if it's not sold right, if it's not described right, if the sales strategy is wrong, it may not push through. So it may simply be something like that. So take that rejection and learn from it. Just like I said, with our in-person courses, we've learned that so many, and we're not done doing in-person courses. We actually have one coming up in a few weeks. But a lot of people really want to do their training on their own time. We live in a busy society. We're connected. We've also learned that certain times of the year are when we shouldn't be offering courses because people are just distracted, busy, etc. Okay, last couple of sections here. The three tests of success. Number one, the patience test. I hate this one because I am not a patient person. I specifically never ask God to teach me patience, because the way that he teaches me patience is giving me reasons to be patient. And I hate that. So test it. Are you willing to wait and endure the process? Success rarely happens overnight. The true test is, how long are you willing to keep going without guaranteed success? Can you pitch your manuscript 12 times with constant rejection? And pitching a manuscript is not an easy feat. Can you retool your recipe 1,009 times? Can you learn from each failure and keep going 10,000 times to create your product? So that's a question for yourself, whether you're willing to get that success, whether you're willing to attack that gatekeeper. The growth tests. Number two, are you learning from your failures? Again, Thomas Edison, how many times did he have to learn to redo each and every one of those light bulbs to finally find the one that worked? Can you imagine what he would feel like when it finally worked? Like, I think I would pass out. Every no is a chance to refine your approach. Salespeople, I teach this all the time in my sales coaching. A no is absolutely not a no. A no is not yet. No, I haven't learned what I need to know in order to make a decision going forward. So that means you may have to refine your approach. I have got off sales calls in the past where I hung up the phone and went, man, I screwed that one up six ways from Sundays. I'm a great salesperson. I'm probably one of the better ones in America. So I know what to do, but sometimes they just like, oh, well, that sucks, especially when it's a new product, a new service. And so I have to go and refine it. I went and did sales in-person visits for our business. And we haven't had to do that before. And so I walked in confident in what we do. Again, one of the greater salespeople that I know, at least. And that first meeting, I walked out of there and went, whoa, I really screwed that one up. My approach, my pitch was horrible. Went and sat in my car, retooled myself, walked back into the next business. So are you willing to grow? The commitment test. Are you fully committed? Success favors those who are all in. I don't know why. I hate it. I wish you could just open something and go. But even when the road is uncertain, success is going to favor those who are all in. And so you have to ask yourself, are you fully committed? So again, the three tests of whether you're really ready for success, whether you're really wanting to push through to success. The patience test, are you willing to wait and endure the process? The growth test, are you learning from your failures and improving? And finally, the commitment test. Are you going to be all in on this until that gatekeeper opens the door to success? So how are we going to do this? We've decided I'm committed. I'm all in. Yes, I want to do this. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to grow and learn and become somebody better. And my product may have to be revised, or my pitch has to be revised. And then I'm going to be fully committed. I'm going to go through as long as it takes. Number one, we're going to start this. There's five things here. You're going to first visualize the end. We're going to begin with the end in mind. Many of my coaching students know that phrase. We're going to talk about, where are you going? I need you to keep a clear image of what success looks like. Now, I'm not talking just about your business. Maybe that's what you're struggling with right now, but what does that look like? You open your business, it's finally getting success coming in. People are buying your products, your services, people are reaching out to you. Your marketing campaigns are just popping off and you're waking up to new leads every day. You're getting deposits in the bank account. What does that look like? And take it further than just the business and monetary success. What does that look like for your life? What does that change in who you are? When I write my goals every day, they are not all about our business. In fact, the last thing I write about is our business, because it's the lifestyle that I want to live as a result of it. It's the sanctuary that we want to build in harmony with nature on 2.5 beautiful acres that will come as a result of business success, which will lead to financial success, which will lead to the freedom to invest in something like that. Keep a clear image of what it looks like. Visualization strengthens your commitment. So feel it. Feel it in your bones, feel it in your heart, your soul. The more you can do, I've talked about this before, the more senses you can get involved in it. But know what that end goal looks like, because you're going to have to show up when you don't want to. You're going to have to show up when you're just like, screw this, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm exhausted. Track your progress. I spoke about this before too. Celebrate the small wins to remind yourself how far you've come. We came to the end of last year in our business, which was our first full year in business in this specific company. And we went, gosh, we didn't accomplish X, Y, and Z. But when we looked backwards and went, yeah, we didn't accomplish those, but look what we did accomplish. And all of a sudden we went, oh, yeah, okay, we're doing good. This is we're on the right path. We haven't achieved it yet, but we're on the right path because we were able to accomplish so much. So track your progress. Celebrate those wins. Like I say all the time, clap for your damn self. Pat yourself on the back. It's good to see how far you've come. You know I'm a fan of this next one. Number three, surround yourself with mentors. Lean on those who have walked the path before you. I cannot teach you how to build a $1 million business because I haven't built a $1 million business. That's why we focus, or one of the reasons we focus on small business owners, because most of them aren't looking for a $1 million business. Our passion is allowing people to create a business that gives them freedom. But I have coaches that I pay to teach me how to grow our business to that next level because they've walked the path before me. Their insights can provide perspective when doubt creeps in. They've been there. They've faced this is how you get your brand, your product out of obscurity. They've been there. They've done that. And I got to learn from them. They now have coaches that are teaching them how to make $1 billion businesses because they don't know how to build a $1 billion business because they've never done it. So surround yourself with mentors. I'm going to add in there also, I want you to surround yourself with people who support your vision and your dream, that when you tell them your big, hairy, audacious goals, that they go, let's go. Yes. How can I help? Hey, did you think about doing this also? That could be really cool. Number four, I want you to reframe rejection. Each setback is just a stepping stone. Consider each no one step closer to a yes. I'm writing about this in the book that I'm writing right now, and I speak to the fact that no's are actually a good thing. No's are saying, hey, I'm still considering your option. Same thing when it comes to success. A no is saying, hey, that's not the right path. Let's do this. Or, hey, the way you presented that product or service doesn't say the product or service is bad. It's just the way you present it. So let's fix that. And again, this is where you bring in a coach and assistance. And then number five, practice resilience. Build mental toughness, mental resilience through affirmations, journaling, gratitude. Reflect again on what you've overcome rather than what stands in your way. Again, this is where you bring in a coach. This is where a coach can say, hey, yeah, I know it sucks right now. I know it's feeling like success is just out of reach for you. But let's look back at how far you have come, and let's understand that this is part of the journey. I would walk you through, as your coach, I would walk you through the journey of, hey, this is just a bump in the road. Let's keep pushing on. Is your product right? Yeah. Is your service that you provide excellent and the best? Yes. Do you believe in what you're doing? I'm not really sure. Okay, well, let's dig in on that right now. Because we know that if we're not fully committed, we can never fully commit. Other people won't fully commit. So again, how to push through the entrance, visualize your end goal, track your progress, surround yourself with mentors and solid, solid foundational people, reframe rejection, and practice resilience. Guys, success is often waiting just beyond the moment that you feel like giving up. Now, just beyond, I'm not going to say that if you push through one additional day, it's going to be there tomorrow, but it may be. Everybody that I know that has achieved great levels of success, one day they were fighting like hell, and the next day they were like, oh my gosh, it's here. Oh my gosh, I've accomplished. Oh my gosh, it worked. I'm so glad I didn't give up. Ask yourself, are you willing to stand at the entrance, at that entrance to success, that gate? Look the gatekeeper in the eye, knock again, and prove that you're ready. I believe in you. I know many of you that are listening to this podcast. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening that I don't know. I'd love to get to know you. I'd love to be able to support you and help you realize that you need to grow. That success is achievable and attainable for everybody. I fully, fully, fully believe. There are too many people, too much data about people that had no business being successful, whatever that success looked like. They were born in the wrong family. They were born in horrible situations. Some of them were born missing limbs, that have achieved so much greatness. There's a guy, and I never pronounce his name right, so I'm not going to do it. I'll tag him in the show notes. Went and saw him speak. Born with no arms, no legs. His doctor, his parents, his mom's doctor, before he was born, said, you know what, I'm sorry that we didn't catch this ahead of time, because there's something you could have done before he was born so you wouldn't have to deal with this. Like, his doctor was pushing that his mom, he was apologizing that his mom didn't have the opportunity to abort him, to not bring him into this world. He was told he's never going to achieve anything. The guy is uber successful, has multiple businesses, teaches people how to grow and scale their finances and their businesses, married to a beautiful wife, has 4 or 5 kids, all of them have their arms and legs. But this guy, when everything was stacked against him, he said, you know what? I'm going to make it anyway. I'm going to be successful anyway. He pushed through, and he is facing resilience that I'm not facing, or obstacles that I'm not facing. I have products and services that aren't being gobbled up like I think they should be. He can't walk. And he's creating products and services that sometimes aren't being gobbled up like they should be. Guys, success is achievable and available for absolutely everybody. And if you don't believe that about yourself, please, please, please shoot me an email. Let's set up a time to get together. Steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that success, that you are worthy of success, don't go another minute without connecting with me. We're going to fix that mindset right now. And then you can put a plan in place to achieve it, because I know every single one of us can achieve success if we're willing to put in the work, push through every time, look that gatekeeper of success in the eye and say, no, I will not quit. I am worth achieving. And then I want you to take your success, and I want you to pour into others, and I want to make your family, your community, and this world a better place together, because that's what successful people are needed to do. Hit their success and then make the world better as a result of it. Guys, thanks for tuning into today's episode. If you like this episode, please share it, comment, like it, subscribe to the show, all the things that allow us to push through that algorithm so more people can learn how to become better. Again, we've got some more guests coming on the show here in the coming weeks. It's going to be some great ones. I got one coming on talking about how to handle your finances, which I'm super excited about, because he's talking about some mindset stuff, which I absolutely dig. It's not just a matter of dollars and cents or tracking. We've got so much coming on. So thank you again for your time. I know that your time is valuable. I know you're busy. I hope this has been beneficial for you. I know it's been beneficial for me just to prepare it for you. Love to hear your thoughts on it. Thank you again for following us. Thank you again for being a part of today's episode. And I wish you again all the greatest success. And I want you to know that you deserve it.